This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. I'm Matthew.
I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
Today we are talking about what is, I'm guessing, maybe America's second favorite savory snack food, and that is the pretzel.
Wait, are we talking? I thought we were talking about pretzels, but it turns out we're talking about the pretzel. There's one particular pretzel that's going to star in this episode.
We are talking about hard pretzels, you know, the kind that you sometimes get on airplanes, the kind you can buy in the convenience store, the kind that George W. Bush once choked on. I know I've referenced that before. But I just can't stop. I love that story.
It's an amazing image. Wait, you said these are America's second favorite snack food. What's America's first?
I'm pretty sure it's potato chips.
Yeah, that seems right. All right, so let's start with the soft versus hard pretzel question, because I feel like we will get to soft pretzels on a future episode, but it's a hard pretzel kind of day. And so when...
It's a hard pretzel life.
For us.
I had to. I'm sorry.
No, I think
there's going to be so many bad jokes in this show. Like, I feel...
Oh, as opposed to a usual episode.
I feel a lot of erection jokes coming on. yeah, hard versus soft.
Yes. So, yeah, like...
thin versus
dudes,
thick.
Dudes, stay away from the soft pretzels. Am I right? High five. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, we have some thin and some thick ones here. Mm-hmm. I feel like hard and soft pretzels are very different foods that share a name. Do you have like hard versus soft pretzel cravings? Do you turn to a soft pretzel?
When I think of pretzels in general, I think of hard pretzels. I mean, that's what I call a pretzel, period. I think that unless you live inside the boundaries of the pretzel belt, which is a tightly wound around Manhattan. the soft pretzel belt. So what I'm trying to say here...
all I can imagine is like somebody wearing a belt made of pretzel.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say is New York City has a lot of pretzel carts, okay? And I feel like if you want a soft pretzel, you either need to be in New York City or at a sporting event.
Today's episode is about the pretzel, which is a little-known superhero who wears like a karate uniform tied with a belt made of pretzel dough and walks around all the time with an erection.
And I'm pretty sure that his mark is like the Zorro whip mark, only it's the shape of a pretzel.
He also carries a whip. He gets arrested a lot.
You've basically described like a leather daddy.
Yeah. And yeah, okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right? Like a pretzel leather daddy.
Okay. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is I don't really think of soft pretzels that often.
No, I agree with you, although I think a good soft pretzel is very good. Yeah, okay. I was going to talk more about soft pretzels, but we've already determined that this is our hard pretzel episode.
Right. Let's just move on.
This is a hardcore pretzel episode. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've got an array of stuff I found in the pretzel aisles at Safeway and Trader Joe's.
the pretzel. I was just picturing your superhero.
Yeah, isn't he great?
Yeah.
We need to flesh him out, so to speak. into like a real character with human hopes, needs, desires.
Maybe we can invite him on the show.
Flaws. All right. So we've got some of the major brands here. Some of the big names in pretzeldom.
We've got rolled golds. I feel like you can't do a pretzel tasting without rolled golds.
Yeah, so we've got rolled golds in the stick format.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Safeway brand, which is called the Snack Artist, which I selected. Oh, they're the mini twist pretzels. I selected this partly because I like the name of the Snack Artist and partly because I like the slogan of the Snack Artist, which is no one can predict where the Snack Artist will strike next.
Wow, this is our superhero show. This
it is
like no one can predict where the pretzel will strike next.
I think
next.
The Snack Artist and the pretzel are teaming up.
Yeah.
Drawn to the flavor of tempting, tasty pretzels, potato, tortilla, and kettle-style chips, this insatiable snacker leaves only a clever sketch behind. I don't really understand what that means. Presumably, if he's your product spokesman, you want him to leave the snack behind. Hmm. It sounds like this is a guy who steals your snack.
Yeah.
He's the villain.
Oh, he's the one that
the pretzel is trying to save the world from the snack artist. Stealing people's snacks and leaving behind only a sketch.
Wow, coming soon to a comic book store near you.
This is going to be huge.
Hey, do you think... Oh, wait, maybe we should finish presenting our
pretzels. Oh, right. Okay, I also got Snyder's of Hanover sourdough hard pretzels in the box.
I cannot wait to crack open the box. I find this box so satisfying.
It's a beautiful box.
It is. It's classic.
The size, the shape, the mahogany brown color. I kind of want to eat the box.
Okay. Next up, my favorite.
Trader Joe's peanut butter filled pretzels.
Who doesn't love these?
The greatest. Yeah.
Who has not had a little too much to drink and eaten a whole bunch of these?
Absolutely. Yeah. They like most Trader Joe's items, they come in a 1 pound bag, which I believe, according to the nutrition facts, is one serving. It's not really. It's 11 servings, but that is an absolute lie.
Do you think that these different shapes of pretzels are going to taste different? Like, let's make a prediction. Are the rolled gold sticks going to taste... Well, you know, to do a proper test here, Matthew, we should have had the rolled gold sticks and mini twists. We have different brands in different shapes.
I know, but you know...
We're not going to be able to answer this question for all.
So we're not going to be able to answer this question with scientific rigor
yeah.
like we usually do on
yeah.
the show.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad. I think we should start with the rolled gold sticks.
Okay. All right. Crack them open.
It's a satisfying puff of air when I open the bag.
Uh-huh. I like that they don't look too uniform, like that the ends are a little browner than the middle. Like they look like...
They're clearly an artisan product.
Oh, yeah.
Do you eat these one at a time, or do you like stuff a few into your mouth?
I don't usually buy the sticks.
I don't usually either, but like if they're around, I'll certainly eat them.
I'm kind of afraid of choking on them.
You're afraid of choking on them?
Yeah, I just feel like the stick shape, it just wants to go down my throat.
You said that on purpose.
No, I didn't. I wasn't even thinking about it. Hmm.
I feel like there's not a lot to these.
These have, like, no flavor.
Yeah.
I think that part of what gives pretzels their flavor is the brown, wonderfully, like, caramelized outside.
Yep.
I feel like I can taste that better in the twist shape.
Okay, let's try it.
Okay.
The Snack Artist is about to strike. Ooh, wow, look, zip. Oh, I don't know if I like this or not, but look, on the front of the bag, there's a like a slit that you pull open and lets you reclose the bag later.
Wow. The Snack Artist is deluxe. Ooh, these are very...
America, what a country.
Oh, these are good. Oh, I prefer this shape. Oh. Mm, I really like it because I can kind of stick my tongue in the holes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it for that reason also. these are way better than the rolled gold. Yeah, you're right. I should have gotten the same brand because I don't know if it's the shape or the brand.
Oh, it's totally the shape. I think it's totally the shape. Although, yeah, I would really love to taste rolled gold, America's pretzel,
unfortunately,
against the Snack Artist.
We can't because it's so hard to find pretzels.
Mm, these are delicious. Now, I noticed that the Snack Artist is not doing a whole lot of marketing around the whole like fat-free thing.
That's true, which is a big...
Big part of the marketing campaign.
Yeah, I mean, it's on the Snyder's box. It's not on the Trader Joe's peanut butter filled pretzels because they're not.
I always feel like they'd be a little better with a little bit of fat. And in fact, these Snack Artist ones do have a little bit of fat.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why we like them better.
Do you think it's in the dough?
I think there's a little bit of vegetable oil in the dough.
Okay.
Which is not necessarily necessary, I don't think. I'm sure we can get some bakers to weigh in.
Yeah, let's get some bakers to weigh in.
I don't think there's any reason why you need fat, but I do wonder if it gives a better texture or flavor.
Can I open the Snyder's box?
Yeah, please
now?
Do. Let's
or do you want to open the box?
I cannot wait to get my hands in that box. God, I just served that one right to you, Matthew.
I know. I just watched it go by and just smiled and waved as it passed. All right, put your hand in the box.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at it. Now.
Oh, I don't need a whole one, though. Can I break it?
Yeah, yeah. Split it with me.
Now, I remember my mom started buying these like in the late 80s. And I remember as a kid, I was sort of intimidated by how crunchy they were. Like, we can talk again about my fear of dental emergencies, but I remember I kind of worried that I was going to like break a tooth or something because they're so crunchy.
Okay, first of all, I assume Hanover is Hanover, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania Dutch pretzels or
right, something? And part of the reason I say that is because there is a disclaimer on the Snyder's box. We are not connected with Snyder of Berlin, Berlin, Pennsylvania. So it seems like maybe there was some kind of pretzel war, like maybe pitting brother against brother, maybe pitting the snack artist against the pretzel.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about these? I think they could be a little saltier.
I was going to say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think the crunch is great. I think my love for the crunch is fierce.
And they have a lot more of a, they have a more complex flavor. It's even a little bit yeasty. Am I getting
that?
So. Yeah.
I noticed that one of the flaps on the box is advertising a Snyder snack mug.
Yeah, here's a little thing where you fill it out. Do you have to have like proofs of purchase? Yes, okay, proof of purchase from the bottom of the package.
Okay, however, I was really hoping this was going to be a mug to carry around a bunch of pretzels in, but it's not.
Is that not what it is?
No. It's a beautiful 16-ounce thermal mug, great for any beverage, hot or cold. Oh, screw that. I want a pretzel mug.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Nice try, Snyder. I really like these. They do need more salt, but overall, a primo snacking experience.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you like to dip them in anything? Do you like them with a condiment?
I don't think I've ever dipped a pretzel in my life.
Really?
No, let's hear it.
Brandon is a big fan of eating pretzels with grainy mustard.
Okay.
Particularly something like this, like a big sourdough pretzel, like the Snyder's type.
I think of that as being a thing you do with soft pretzels, but yeah, I could see it with hard pretzels.
Oh, it is really good with hard pretzels. I think some people kind of get into like a cheese dip kind of situation. I'm not.
I feel like when I want to dip, I usually would reach for a tortilla chip.
I agree.
I don't know why. I'm it's because I'm old and set in my ways. I'm an aging superhero who used to fight crime and now sits on the couch and watches CSI and dreams of the old days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And lets my karate uniform fall open in what I hope is a suggestive manner.
How do you feel about, so have you been on a plane recently where they offered you a little bag of honey mustard flavored pretzels?
I hate those
because
so much.
That happened to me recently and I was so appalled.
Have you ever?
They're terrible.
They're terrible.
Who thought that was a good idea?
They're also
like chartreuse colored.
Yes. Have you ever popped one of those in your mouth without realizing
yes,
it was a honey mustard
pretzel?
That
was how it happened. And I thought, oh my God, I'm dying.
Yeah. That's the worst thing that can happen to a human.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking, yeah, no, that's the worst.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of those.
Yeah.
I did see two things. I didn't get them, even though I was really tempted. They were Snyder's hot buffalo wing flavored pretzel bites, which I'm sure were not good, but were really appealing for some reason.
Now, I could see that that might work.
Yeah.
I could see it might work. Yeah, I'd go for that.
And also,
I'd eat that.
This doesn't really have anything to do with pretzels, but there was also a new Snyder's product, Snyder's Corn Crunchers, which is kind of like a really thick Frito, and I did get some of those.
You did? How are they?
They're not that great.
Oh. I guess, you know, it's hard to improve upon the Frito.
It really
but
is.
This is not a show about Fritos,
no.
Matthew.
Let's open up the Trader Joe's PBs.
To me, This may be my favorite product sold by Trader Joe's. I'm gonna put it out there. Trader Joe's sells, you know.
These are so good.
I know. You laugh. But these are so good.
Okay. So what these are, if you haven't had them, and if you haven't had them.
The peanut butter is so salty.
Right. If you haven't had them, life is calling. Answer it. That's my new, how do you like my new catchphrase?
What's that from?
I don't know. I just made it up, and it doesn't make sense
because, like,
answer.
Something?
What are you answering? Is it calling on the phone? I don't know, but I'm sticking with it. I'm doubling down on life is calling. Answer it. Okay, what these are, if you haven't tried them, is it's like a 1-inch long bow tie shaped pretzel stick that has been somehow filled with peanut butter. And the peanut butter is nice and salty. And the thing is, if you shake it, you can kind of feel the peanut butter moving around inside. And if you crack one open, which I'm going to attempt to do.
Is it like a pellet of peanut butter?
I squished it.
Oh, no.
There's like a stick of peanut butter inside.
Okay, I'm going to try.
I'm making the biggest mess.
I think I got it.
Oh. Okay, wait. I want to take a picture. Amazing.
Whoa.
Okay. Oh. Whoa, it's got like a attractive divot in it.
Wow. You know, I think it was once a little rod of peanut butter, but when they shoved it into the dough and then baked it, it kind of took the shape of the pretzel. I'm going to eat it on its own.
I want to try and extract one.
It's good on its own?
Oh, wow. Look what I did.
Look at that, Matthew.
A beautiful break down the middle.
The whole is better than the sum of its parts. I don't know if you've heard that before.
Is that your new catchphrase? Mm-hmm. Did you just come up with that?
I did.
Great.
I don't know if you heard. I'm a writer.
Speaking of which, if you haven't bought Molly's new book yet.
Oh, we don't have to do this.
Life is calling. Answer it. Okay. I really like my new catchphrase.
Okay, so I think we can wrap this show up. I mean, I think that the bottom line with this show is pretzels are good.
Eat pretzels.
Shape matters. Still up for grabs whether size matters.
And
up for grabs. Get it?
Yeah.
I hate myself.
Are you up for grabs? We are. And putting peanut butter in things always improves them.
Uh-huh.
That's basically true.
Mm-hmm.
So find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com, where we will post a list of the pretzels we tasted. And find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast, where you can tell us about your favorite superheroes catchphrases.
You can also find us on iTunes, where you've probably already found us, and you can subscribe to the show.
And until next time.
Wait, we should also be saying that you can support the show.
You can sponsor the show. In fact, we would love to tell people about your product, your podcast, your website. Our rates are reasonable. We only have one sponsorship spot per show, so the episode would be, I was going to say, completely devoted to your product. Not exactly, but we would spend a good minute and a half telling people about your product.
Uh-huh.
And if you're interested in reaching thousands of food-obsessed listeners, why don't you get in touch with us at contact@spilledmilkpodcast.com. Now, can I say until next time?
Yeah, go ahead.
And until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk, the show that's... fighting crime and eating pretzels, but not in that order.
Okay. I'm Molly Weisenberg.
Not so good, huh?
It's okay. It's fine.
All right. I'll do better next time. And I'm Matthew Amsterberg.
'What
is wrong with my face?
Oh, my God, Matthew. Jesus. Not again.